Turkey, a not-so-safe safe haven. A column by Robin Fleming. There has been increasing evidence that not only does Turkey cause massive humanitarian crises in the form of displacement in Syria, but that their treatment of refugees and migrants in their own country is cruel and in frequent violation of human rights and international law. This is despite the fact that Turkey often tries to present itself as the savior and safe haven for all refugees compared to members of the EU. On Monday, October 24th, the Human Rights Watch, or HRW, released a report showing Turkey's violations and crimes against refugees and asylum seekers between February and July of 2022. The report details accounts of Syrians who were arbitrarily arrested, beaten, and violently forced to sign voluntary return forms. A researcher who focuses on migrant rights with HRW, named Nadia Hardman, can be quoted as saying, "In violation of international law, Turkish authorities have rounded up hundreds of Syrian refugees, even unaccompanied children, and forced them back to northern Syria. Although Turkey provided temporary protection to 3.6 million Syrian refugees, it now looks like Turkey is trying to make northern Syria a refugee dumping ground." The report specifically comments on the treatment of Syrian refugees, but there have also been accounts of Afghan and Iranian refugees being mistreated by Turkey. For example, in August of 2021, two Iranian refugees were forced to return to Iran due to participating in a peaceful protest. The refugees who are able to stay are not much better off. Media News claimed in June of 2021 that refugees are often housed in dreadful conditions, including barns, and are denied regular access to food and water. Even when they do get food, it is often only bread and at an incredibly inflated price. Media News also noted that it is highly suspicious that refugees remain in such poor conditions, considering the fact that the European Union, or EU, has granted Turkey billions of euros to take care of the refugees that they host. Supposedly, Turkey has spent over 40 billion on the refugees in their region. Where is this money going if even the most basic necessities are being denied? On October 14th, the Rojava Information Center, or RIC, reported that in 2022, a minimum of 34,000 Syrian refugees have been forced to return to Syria, often not to their original homes, and often not returning to safe conditions. Turkey is especially unsafe for any Kurdish refugees who have been forced to flee there. In December of 2021, Media News spoke with Kurdish refugee named Ahmed Abdul Kadir Mohammed. Ahmed made it very clear that Turkey can never be a true refuge for a Kurd, saying, "Can Kurds who call themselves Kurds walk the streets of Turkey in safety? Even our dead and our graves are under attack from the state. But still they say, Turkey is a safe country for you. Let Turkey withdraw from Afrin, then we'll go back." The fact that Turkey is not safe for refugees must be recognized, but it is blatantly ignored. In fact, Greece made a statement in June of 2021 declaring Turkey to be a safe country for refugees from Syria, Afghanistan, and other countries. The result of this statement was an increase of asylum seekers coming through Turkey being denied entrance into Greece. This was due to the belief that Turkey is safe for Syrians and others. But evidence and thousands of accounts prove this wrong. Tragically, until this truth is recognized, it will be difficult for all asylum seekers to achieve their goal of continuing their lives in peace. Robin Fleming is an American researcher who worked with the Rojava Information Center and focuses on northeast Syria.